Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Tonight. Absolutely, she is right. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I'm so glad you made the choice to hang out with me tonight. Yeah, we're going to play with Mercury Retrograde, number 5. So for all you people who already know tarot, do not beat up on my number 5. It's one of my favorite numbers. Yes, we're going to deal with that too. Yeah, I want you to know where you can find Julie Dexter. She is so amazing. You know, by way of London, I think she's still in Georgia. Just powerful, inspirational music. And if you want to check out more of her sounds, you could check her out at juliedexter.com. Thank you, Julie, for reminding us that we have the power to make the choices that we want to make in our lives, to live it to its fullest potential of joy and happiness. Yes, absolutely. I see my friends on the phone lines. What's up, Sarah? Hello, nice coat today. Yvette, thank you for being in the house. We already had a caller. She called in before the show started. Jill from Illinois, we're going to get to you. I just want to lay some foundation. Get ready. Have that question in your mind, whatever it is that made you make the choice to call me. Yeah, have that question in your mind while I share a little bit more about what's going on. Oh, my goodness, did I not go over to the chat room? Let me go over there, see who's hanging out over there. You know, I've got family everywhere, and this is the way they can all keep up with me. Oh, I see Leah and New Jace, Yvette, and a guest. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys are so welcome in this place. I'm excited. Well, Venus is in Taurus, okay, so. And yes, I am a Taurian, and I've been feeling the energy of Venus in Taurus. I've been feeling a lot of things, but I think Venus is in Taurus to help us deal with the Mercury retrograde and to help us find a joy and a beauty in it instead of all of our fear stories. So, you know, every week I always have something for you. You know, when it was Easter, I had Easter baskets for everybody. When it was my birthday, I gave out birthday gifts. Do you guys remember care packages? Do you? You know, like maybe, you know, if you are off college or maybe you're away from home for a long time, your mom or your dad will pack up homemade cookies and all these goodies so you can have comfort food just so you wouldn't be so homesick. Well, guess what? I have an energetic care package for every single person because the number that we're going to play with today is actually ruled by Mercury. So you know there's some treats in there. We're going to unpack it. Yes, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. If you would like for me to pull cards for you, where are they? Here they are. My Mother Peace Tarot cards are ready. Yes, we are ready. I have some treats in my, you know, back pocket. So, yeah, you'll have more. But I'm just excited and wanted to make sure you feel the love today, okay? So let's get started, right? Absolutely. How was your week? How's everything going for you? Am I just making up this fear of the Mercury retrograde? I know I'm not. I know I'm not. Look, when I became a part of the lightworker community, I had no clue what the Mercury retrograde, I had no clue what it meant. Mercury retrograde. And all these people were talking to me, don't sign contracts. Oh, electronics are going to go crazy. And, ooh, I mean, I didn't know to fear it. I didn't know what it was. So it reminds me of a post that I saw on Facebook not too long ago where there was a missionary and he went out far, far out in the world where they didn't know about the gospel or Jesus or anything. And so at the end, the missionary says to him, well, now you have to make sure you follow all these rules or you're going to be in trouble and, you know, you'll probably, you know, you'll go to hell. Yes, I can't make this stuff up. And the person, the indigenous person said, if I hadn't known all this, could I still get to heaven? And the missionary said, yes. He goes, then why did you tell me? And I feel like that a little bit. Like, why you guys teach me this stuff about Mercury retrograde? Now I got to rethink, reconstruct, and stop the fear. Now, I'm not saying we don't need to pay attention. Mercury is retrograding June 7th. And it's really a gift to slow down. And there are some gifts in a number five that can help you do that. Okay, I had my one Mercury retrograde story, and I have not repeated it. Well, yes, I have. I did it twice before I learned my lesson. But I did lose my keys, or I didn't lose them. I left them in my house. I locked myself out of my house twice. And the first time it happened, there was somebody, you know, pretty big in the light worker community. I was on another radio show, and they laughed at me. And I was like, well, that's mean. And they're like, hey, Celeste, didn't you know to pay attention to Mercury retrograde? No, I didn't. I do now. And I'm going to tell you what that Mercury retrograde me $200 later paying to get back into my apartment, what it taught me. It taught me to keep up with my keys no matter what the planets are doing. So now I have this habit of when I come in the house, I put my keys in my purse, put my purse where I can find it, boom. No questions, no problems. So I'm not mad at Mercury retrograde. I'm grateful. Thank you for teaching me that lesson. If you have stories about Mercury retrograde that you've had to learn through and grow through, give me a call. Let's hear it. 347-426-3346. But again, I still think it's a time to be gentle with yourself. And that's why I'm going to make sure everybody gets a care package. Absolutely. But before we get all in depth with the numbers in tarot, because I love that. Let me tell you a little bit about what's moving at Life Conversations Radio Network. Yeah, every host on this network has a mission to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So make sure you join the head of the network, Life Coach Today, on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. The theme for the month of June is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. Join him for a powerful conversation. I'm there too, around 1, for a celestial moment, and I provide the spiritual weather report of the day, breaking down the numbers and how you can get a little shot of good filling vitamins from Celeste through numerology and tarot. And our newest show on the network is Living in the Yes with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night. Reverend D. will be focusing on spiritual qualities for the whole month of June, and she's starting with faith. So you don't want to miss that. And then we have Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience, passionately loving and appreciating you every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern. And you can join me here on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, look, I got a big announcement for you guys, okay? I know people were kind of bummed out that Life Coach Today went to one day a week, right? I know. He heard you. He heard you. Really, he did. Guess what? He has a new show coming on, 12radio.com. It's going to be off the hook. Soul food for your consciousness. You've got more places to listen to Life Coach Today. So every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, you can check them out and get a little pep in your step when you join them on Tuesday mornings. Be on the lookout for the postings for all these shows. And make sure you give Life Coach Today some big love. Absolutely. I'm so excited. I can't even imagine what he's going to burk, what he's going to say. Yes, I was missing him too. So you got him on Monday, and then you got him on Tuesday. You got all that? Don't forget, lifeconversationsmedia.com to find out about these shows and what we're all up to. And I think that's enough of housekeeping. Yes, let's get into our show for tonight. Oh, Yvette. Please forgive me. Yvette is in the house as well. She's going to be screening the calls tonight. Yvette, thank you so much for your love and your support. We appreciate you. Can't do what I do without you over here. And I appreciate you for everything that you provide. All right? Okay. Got to make sure I remember everybody. Got to remember everybody that's helping you out because I'm not the only person running this show. So let's get into it. Now, the title of this show is Lions and Tigers and Mercury retrograde. Oh, my. Now, that's a play to Wizard of Oz because I love it. My mom made it a ritual for us to watch it every year. It would just appear on TV like magic, and it was one of my greatest family memories. It would be a Sunday night, a bowl of ice cream, and a yellow brick road, which inspired this internal conversation for me around Mercury retrograde. Because in the scene, lions, tigers, and bears, the more they said it, what they were afraid of, did you notice they became more afraid? It's almost like they were scaring themselves. And that's the energy I want you to think about. Yeah, but instead of bears, I switched it out for Mercury retrograde, which is coming up on June 7th. Cue the creepy music, because I've heard more horror stories connected to this time than a little bit. And, yeah, I think it's time for us to prepare our care packages for June 7th. So before you leave here, I trust that you will have some practical tools to navigate the energy. Let's start with the energy of the day, and then I'm going to come over to you, Jill, okay? Great. So the energy of the day is 5. And then number 5 is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication. Now, you know, Mercury's situation is he's a messenger of the gods in Roman Greek mythology. And it's an excellent time to unpack the gifts and challenges of number 5 to make sure that you can keep up with your spirit messages. The Mercury retrograde is simply a moment to slow down, reflect, and regroup and review. Retrograde. The planet isn't really going backwards, but we get to go backwards in terms of what we're thinking about. What are we planting? What's happening for us while Mercury is retrograding? And do you need to dot your I's and cross your T's? Absolutely. I'm not telling you not to respect the energy. I'm telling you don't fear it. Don't trip. Pay attention. Or as Life Coach Ade says, don't trip. Trust. You've got a choice to make tonight. I hope that I'll help you guide you to making a choice that will help you reconstruct your retrograde story of fear and learn how to walk into your power. Now, the month of June has some serious astrological action going on, and I'm not going into depth about all of them, but I want to let you know what they are, and I'm going to let you know where you can go to get more information. I spent a lot of time on tarot.com, and they had a great article called Make Retrograde Lemonade. Isn't that adorable? I love those guys over there. So let me give you a rundown about what's going on. You're listening to The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346 if you'd like for me to pull some cards for you. I've got them handy. So I'm going to give you this rundown, and then we're going to go over to my buddy Jill, but to call her June. So be prepared to jump into June, says tarot.com. Mercury retrograde takes over for most of the month, which means your summer vacation plans may be disrupted by travel and communication snafus. On the upside, summer starts this month, which means you can turn those sour lemons into lemonade. Who cares if your computer crashes if you're at the beach anyway, right? That's not funny, tarot.com. We care if our computer crashes. Make the most of this month's complicated energy with key dates and predictions for every sign. You can find those at tarot.com. So let me go through these dates for you, okay? There's not much, but I just want you to have them in front of you. I always recommend for you to pull out a piece of paper and your pencil and take notes if you like so that you can keep up, okay? June 7th. It's the Mercury retrograde. It ends July 2nd, just in time for the 4th of July. Yes, June 9th is the Neptune retrograde. June 13th, full moon in Sagittarius. June 21st, summer solstice and sun in Cancer. June 23rd, Venus is in Gemini. And then June 27th, we've got a new moon in Cancer. For that full list, go to tarot.com/horoscopes, June-2014. You'll find all of that. And for more in-depth astrological understandings, I'm going to send you where I hang out, Power Peak with Mark Husson on Tuesdays at Hay House Radio at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Mark has you covered, and he breaks down astrology in a way that the normal people can understand it. And don't forget his radio family over at 12radio.com, full of astrologers and intuitive psychics to help you navigate the energy that's showing up in your life today. You're listening to The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. I am going over to Miss Jill to find out what she would like to know today. All right, Jill, here we come.
Hello.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm okay.
You're okay? All right. Well, what's on your mind today? How can I help you?
Can you do a general reading, or do I need to ask a question?
Sure, I could do a general reading for you. The more
okay, let's
specific...
do that. And just
okay.
see what I need to know. And don't hold back.
Oh, Jill, you know me, huh? I love it. No, I'm not going to hold back from you, Jill. But I will tell you the truth in the most loving manner possible.
Okay,
is that
thank
deal?
You. Yeah,
you're
that's
welcome.
Perfect.
Oh, good for you. All right, Jill, I'm shuffling my cards. They're the Mother Peace Tarot deck, the first deck that was round. Yep, it's historical. It's how I really got a lot of my astrological chops, too.
I've seen that deck.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, well, let's see what the girls have to say to you. I love to call my goddesses the girls because there are a lot of goddesses in these cards. One... I'm doing a three-card draw for you, Jill.
Okay.
Okay. Three. Let's see what your story is. I'm going to go one more. Yes, I'm so happy I did. Okay. Jill, what I am seeing is a lot of instability right now.
Yeah.
And when I say that, okay, what I'm seeing, honey, oh, honey, 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 everybody, we're going to give a big energetic hug to Jill right now because these cards are talking. All right, the Priestess of Cups, these are the cards that came up for you. The Priestess of Cups is reversed. The Nine of Cups is to the left. Three of Wands is to the left. And then you have the Death card to the left. Now, when death shows up, it's not scary. It really means that something is shifting. Something is changing, is transforming. I told you I was going to do a three-card draw, but because I had a people card and minor cards, I wanted to see if a major arcana would come up for you, and it did.
Uh-huh.
So let's tell the story around it. It looks like it's your emotions. It
yes.
looks like, mm-hmm, I see it. It looks like they're your emotions. The Priestess of Cups is a really powerful card. People think that the shaman or the king is the highest, and I wouldn't really put it in a hierarchy that way. But the Priestess of Cups, the priestess represents our inner world, and the opposite of this would be the shaman, which would be your external world. So right now, what I'm seeing is a woman who is dealing with a lot of emotional turmoil, and she's not feeling stable in this moment. When the Priestess of Cups comes up, it means that the mother within you, the feminine maternal power that you have, you're not able to tap into. There's something blocking. There's blocking you feeling the balance and the peace.
Yes.
Water, cups in tarot, represents water. It represents emotions. Okay, so when the emotions get a little haywire, the priestess doesn't know what to do, and it could be very easy to clam up. So I'm so proud of you, Jill, that you have called and asked for relief, and you're going to get it. You are going to get it today. This priestess is a very beautiful woman. She's half mermaid, half woman, which means that there's somewhere inside of you, honey, that you have the power to navigate these waters. And once you really take hold, okay, let me breathe. Once you really take hold of who you are and what you want and stop apologizing to other people because you ask for it, then you will unblock this Nine of Cups that's to the left. Now, when this card is upright, it is absolutely well wishes, joy, fun times. You're playing in the water. I'm seeing a kid at a beach right now. All these goddesses, all these priestesses have come together. I'm going to ask you about your community. Do you have a community of women that you trust, that you can go to, that you can play with, or that you can talk to? Oh, say that again, Joe. I want to make sure I heard that right. That's what you
mean. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
there aren't any people around here that are like us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I come from a toxic family, so I've always attracted toxic people to me, and I've been doing a lot of work on myself, so I kind of had to end a lot of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where you are, we need to find a way, or should I say we? The first thing that I would say to you is you're reaching out energetically. There's online communities where you don't have to feel isolated, but I do understand it's not the same as being in company with people. But in the meantime, I would say one way besides you just spending time by yourself working hard is to connect with the community. Because let me tell you, you got this Three of Wands right here. There's your fire. Fire is passion. Fire creates. And there's a mom with two little kids teaching them how to paint. It's almost like you need to go back into your little girl self and find the ways to play, to unblock your channel from this emotional turmoil. Find ways to play, Jill. Anything that you always used to do that you don't do anymore, that's where your fire is. That's that passion. You know, and then the things that need to go away in your life will go because you'll be in your lane, focusing on Jill's spiritual work, focusing on Jill's little girl who needs a hug right now, and then you will have that gift of transformation of death because you have let go of old stories to be reborn into the Jill that you know that you are, regardless of what anybody says to you or about you. This is a really tough time for you, Jill. You need a care package big time, okay? The first thing in your care package is self-care.
Okay.
Even take a bath tonight if you can.
Yeah, I just took a shower, actually.
So you're already in the water. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say take a bath. I would start small. If you can't even, I mean, I would be as silly as whatever your favorite cereal was when you were a kid that your parents told you you couldn't have. I'd buy a big old box of that. I'm not telling you to eat it all in one sitting, but I'm saying, you know, tickle your taste buds. You need to feel, and you need to bring things into your life that feels good to you. Bring that in, and that creativity that I see with this loving mother with these two children will open up, and then you will be reborn because you're going to shed the old stories.
Okay.
All right, Jill, let me ask you something. Is what I'm saying making sense to you right now?
Yes, it does. It actually totally makes sense.
Okay. All right. Now, so, Jill, please tell us, where are you going to put in your care package to take care of you?
I think tomorrow, I think I'm going to go out in the yard, plant, listen to the birds.
Do you need to write a letter to somebody? You don't have to mail it to them, but is there something that you need to write out to help you release what you're holding on to right now?
Well, you know, this tonight, do you have time for me to tell you?
Go ahead, please.
Okay, well, what just happened was my daughter's friend my daughter's 15, her friend since first grade, is moving. Her dad's kind of a jerk. He was supposed to fix my lawnmower last summer. He said it wasn't fixable. My daughter never walked it home because she didn't want to walk all the way down here with a lawnmower, so it kind of ended up in their shed. Now they're moving to Missouri, and he won't give it back to me until I give him $200 for fixing it, and it's never been fixed.
Oh, honey. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just furious because I was, you know, it affects the kids. I was really good to their kid. You know, it's all trying to make a buck before he leaves. He will not. I called the police yesterday. They said I would have to take him to court. He will not show me what he fixed. He will not even let me see the lawnmower. He won't give it back until I give him $200.
That is tough, and you feel like your power is
taking place
from
you. And then his wife's right behind him, backing him up.
Mm-hmm.
She knows he didn't fix it. But anyway, go on.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it. I can see where the water is coming from, feeling blocked from your happiness, and there's a question about here letting go and being able to stretch out all of your alternatives through the legal piece, but it looks like he's getting ready to go.
Right, and it's not even worth it. It's just the point. I never
mm-hmm.
thought in a million years he would do that to me, you know, because I said, oh, yeah, my lawnmower. You know what I mean? I just thought my daughter would just bring it home, and they refused to give it to me.
You know, there are times, Jill, and whew, that's a tough one. I mean, that is so tough, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Unfortunately, there are times when people just are not going to do what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
And the question for you then, dear, because it's really affecting you. I can see
Excuse
it.
Me.
Yeah, bless you. I can see it affecting you. It's all in your water. It's all in your emotions. And I know this is really upsetting. I know it is. And to be able to share this pain, especially if you don't have other places to share it, is rough when you feel like you're alone and somebody is taking advantage of you.
Yes, exactly. And I am. I'm a single mom alone, so he can take advantage of me.
Hmm. Now, the question for you is, are we going to react or respond? What's another way? What's the worst-case scenario right now for you, Jill? If you don't get that lawnmower back, that lawnmower ends up in Missouri, what happens for you in your life?
This is what upsets me a lot, because this is my childhood where my sister could steal my stuff and I never got it back and nobody defended. It's like I've done all this healing work on myself, and it's like this whole incident, I feel like I haven't made any progress at all, because this is my childhood all over again. This is like my story with my family. I mean, still, my sister's still like this, but it's like I feel like, have I even made any progress?
Yes.
So it's bringing a lot of stuff up for me.
Well, let me ask you something. I think to call somebody up and to ask for help or to ask for some clarity around this situation is very powerful, Jill.
Thank you.
You can reclaim your power right now by saying, okay, I've reached out and I shared my story, and I do believe that the universe conspires for our ultimate good. So you don't have to throw away all your healing work because something's coming up. That thing is coming up for you to look at it. So it could be the lawnmower, or it could be, as you said, you know, when they used to take my stuff when I was a kid. And that's, you know what, that stuff will always come up for us. And we're just going to have to work through it. We are holding your hands, and we are loving you through this, Jill. I am praying that gentleman and his family do the right thing before they go. But if not, I do believe the universe has you anyway. This lawnmower could go, and you could get so many blessings in return. And I hold on to that.
Okay.
And I'll hold on to it for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm giving you a big hug, Jill.
Thank
and
you.
Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure
and
you take care.
And thanks for your compassion.
I know what it's like to have things go that I don't want gone. We all do. It's my pleasure, honey. Call me next week. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Thank you so much. You were like, you zeroed in on everything.
I'm happy. It's too bad they don't have a lawnmower in these cards. But, you know, the funny thing is there are some leaves, so there's my lawn.
So be well, my sister, okay? We're lifting you up and we're keeping you in prayer, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jill. Oh, Miss Jill, how beautiful. Okay, folks, we are going to, I need some water. Do you need some water? All right, you want to run to the kitchen and get some tea with me? All right, let me do that real quick. So we're going to take a quick break. Absolutely. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Huss.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To get more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. I want to make sure you have everything you need in your care package, and then we're going to take another caller. Yes, Leah, we'll be coming over to you in just a moment, but I just want to make sure that I can help you guys navigate June 7th before it comes, remembering we're not tripping, we're paying attention. We're trusting. We're making Mercury retrograde lemonade. Absolutely.
So I love the number five. It's one of my favorite numbers in the world, probably because of the rhythm of five, ten, 15. Okay, stop. I used to do that when I was a kid. I used to sing the five. I just loved it. It was something magical about five for me. And I learned through my love of numbers that there was a reason for that. I'm all up in that number five, so I'm not scared of it, not at all. I'm going to show you the ways that five shows up, okay? Five is the Hierophant in tarot, which is the high priest, and the high priest reminds us to step into our personal authority instead of conforming to societal demands. One of my favorite scriptures is, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do you know that's Romans 12:2? Add 1 plus 2 plus 2, and what do you find? 5. That's a Hierophant scripture. That's how I play with the scriptures. And then your fifth chakra is your throat chakra. All that power in your throat. When it's balanced, we get to speak honey words of love with authenticity. Now, speaking of honey, the five shows up as the bear in medicine cards. And here's a big one for your care package. The gift of the bear is introspection. Bear on the medicine wheel is west. In the land of west is the land of our dreams. So the bear reminds us to chill out. Use that power of hibernation. Hibernation, all those strong lessons that you've been learning on your spiritual journey, it's within your womb. That's bear energy. Now, bears like honey, right? Well, I have a goddess, a honey goddess for you next. Her sacred number is five. Her name is Oshun, and she's the goddess of the sweet rivers. And she asks you, or wants you, to let the waters in your life run sweetly. Number five. So through Mercury retrograde, what am I recommending that you do? Introspect, reflect, play. Oshun is honey. Think Venus. Throat chakra, speak your truth. Hierophant, stand on your truth. You are the high priest of your life. All right, let's go to Leah, see how we can help her real quick. So we're happy to take this call. Hello, Leah. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. How may I help you today?
Hey, Celeste.
Is this Leah?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I, too, was kind of like you, or just ignorant of the whole Mercury retrograde until somebody told me about it, and then I started noticing. Mm-hmm. But I love your spin on it as a gift to slow down.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
And I'm just calling in. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just calling in to get a card reading besides
sure.
to say hello. Yeah.
Oh, hi. So nice to hear your voice.
My new friend.
I know, right? Oh, Leah, thank you so much for calling in. It's so sweet of you. Great. Okay. I'm using the Mother Peace cards, folks. And I'm going to do a three-card draw for my friend here, Miss Leah in California. Whoa, two cards came out. Okay. Just literally dropped out my hand. Okay. Well, I can respect that. Somebody wants to talk to you. Let's see here. Ooh, Leah. This is fun. Your first card shows up as the Four Emperor to the right. The next one is the Shaman of Wands to the left. And then I've got the Nine of Discs to the left and almost reversed a little bit. So what I am seeing here from this Four Emperor being all the way to the right is you might want to watch how you're using your power right now. The Emperor is the architect in tarot. When it's to the right, it's really a reminder for us to make sure that we're thinking about other people. I've got Alexander the Great as the Emperor on my card, and he wasn't so great. He didn't know how to use his power compassionately. So the universe is saying, right now, the balance that you've taken in your life to make steps are beautiful. Just make sure that you stay in balance and don't overuse your power. There's also a hint here that you are connected, either this is you or somebody that you know, is connected to strong healing power through fire. The shaman of wands is literally a healer who has his hand out providing that energy to people, but you're not really using it. So there's this internal journey that you're on that gives you permission to share your story, that gives you permission to do your work, and I think that's where the compassionate piece comes in, right here to balance it out. Now, you've just given everybody within listening range another gift, because I wasn't going to talk about the Nine of Dish tonight because Nine's not running. But since it's here, this is one of my favorite cards. It's absolutely beautiful. You're in California. This woman is in a desert, and she is playing spiritual games to get connected to Great Spirit. There's so much power in your reading, Leah, that I'm not seeing anything that's really a warning except don't let it go to your head. Enjoy the journey and play. Focus on your introspective tools. Like, she's sand painting right now, and she's spending that time by herself. I have another snake in here. When a snake shows up in tarot, it's about wisdom. It's not scary. It's about wisdom, and it's about passing that information on. So you have a spirit animal of a snake while you are sand painting, and what it really means is that you taking the time to regroup and energize yourself while you compassionately use your power as you walk the world. Now, I'm going to stop real quick and ask you, Leah, is there anything in here that's flowing for you, or do you have further questions?
No, it's definitely making sense and giving me some things to think about. You know, I'm fairly new in my position, and I've started an entirely new journey in the last couple months. So I like this. It's good to hear this. And as I'm really am stepping out kind of into a new place, to have that thoughtfulness is good.
Oh, that is beautiful. Well, it's very powerful. I mean, the tools are right in front of you. Remembering your power, remembering to use it compassionately, that you have access to or are a healer yourself. Now, how does that sit with you, Leah, when I say that you could be a healer yourself?
Totally foreign.
I felt that because I felt you kick it somewhere else. Am I right about that? Like, that's not me.
Yeah.
That's somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come back to that. I want you to stand right there with me. Come here. Come closer to me. Leah, you could be a healer. Leah, you are, and you're blocking it. There are lots of ways to heal naturally through your personality. I'm not asking you to walk around and put on a Superman cape, but I want you to think about the ways that you save people that you don't even think about because you do it so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard a voice.
It's interesting because in our Inner Light community, a woman came up and asked me if I'd ever been a mentor to somebody. Mm-hmm. And that she'd been in my presence a couple times. And, you know, I thought about that, and in my business world that I came from, I was a coach, you know, in a business kind of way. And I said, well, yeah, I guess so. She asked me if I would be her mentor. But she was just told to ask me that, and by the way she feels when she's around me and whatnot. And we met for the first time last week, and I came back to Reverend Deb. I'm like, oh, my God, I got some – this is cool. I had some things to share.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of talking about. Yeah.
Girl, you have stand in your power. Stop playing with me over here. I love it. Okay, so you got that message, Leah. You got
it.
Yes. Thank you.
For
you.
Thanks,
Celeste. Anytime. Thanks so much, Leah. That was fun. And you know what? I needed to hear that too. It was a very powerful reading for me as well.
Great.
I need to remember those things. So thank you so much. Hopefully you'll join us again next week. Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Enjoy the rest of the show, Leah. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Les.
All right. I love you, beautiful, powerful women. You guys crack me up. You forget your power all the time. I do, too. Let me put myself in that. But, yes, you are beautiful, amazing healers, just by the way you show up, whatever your gift is, okay? So during Mercury retrograde, I would advise you to consider, instead of focusing on the fear, focus on what you love to do. And do that as much as you can during this Mercury retrograde so that you can really get the lessons of this time. And I have to say, I first heard that Mercury retrograde wasn't something to fear by listening to Life Coach Today. He had a guest on, and Mark Huston talks like that as well. You know, he does not trip about Mercury. As a matter of fact, Mark says that he buys cars during Mercury retrograde, you know, and they were fine. You know, they always tell you, don't sign contracts, don't do this. Trust your heart is what you trust, you know. The planets are going to do what the planets are going to do. But you have a choice. We started out the night with Julie Dexter. Choices. And you know what else we can do, folks? We can dance. The fifth card in Black Angel cards is the dancer. She has a waking path of being creative, active, and a sleeping path of being passive. Five, Hierophant. Claim your power. You are the high priest of your life. Fifth chakra. Allow your voice to be heard today. Okay? Do that. Do that for yourself. Now, what I didn't tell you, though, we've got five, well, I was going to say we have five senses, but, okay, you know what I mean. I mean, there's a sixth sense, too. But the Hierophant is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, and Taurians will teach you how to feel within your body and your body wisdom. And while you're playing the Mercury retrograde game, I advise you to really take the time to get to know you. Walk. Do whatever you haven't been doing that you love so much. Don't be too busy to play. And see if you can tell a different story about Mercury retrograde so that you can have more fun with it. And I would also say, don't forget to listen to Life Coach Today, because his show tomorrow, he's taking care of us for the whole month of June. Spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. Make sure you hang out the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Mondays. Don't forget that he is also going to be unveiling his new show. I know he's busy. I'm not going to make him come out here with me, but I'm feeling like dancing Life Coach Today, and so it's going to be Rhythm Daughter to wrap up the show, or release the show. Yes. Can you believe how fast time goes? I want to thank you guys so much for hanging with me. I hope you have your care package full of love and sweetness. And remember, don't trip. Pay attention. Pay attention to your emotions. Pay attention to your actions. And it's always a good habit to proofread whatever you're going to send out anyway. Oh, yeah. And one more thing. Watch Reply All. Yeah, watch Reply All. Go a little slower on purpose. Meditatively go about your business, and you won't get caught up. And don't forget to keep up with your keys. No joke. All right? So that's number five. That's your lions and tigers and bears. If you go over to the Celestial Show fan like page, you'll see some videos, some affirmations for you. And I hear Julie coming in. Yeah, I'm dancing. Are you dancing with me yet? Probably not. All right. Join me next Sunday on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I had a great time with your family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. You can find Julie Dexter at juliedexter.com. Bring in the rhythm, daughter, which I am. So are you. Peace.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.